How does it present? One of the reasons that we're seeing more of it is that we know that it presents most commonly with microcalcification. So we're seeing it because of the breast screening program. And it's about somewhere between 80 and 90% of cases in small studies show that it presents with suspicious microcalcifications. And that's because it's rapidly growing, it expands the ducts, and you have this central necrosis because of hypoxia. And as soon as the cells die, they release calcium from their membranes, so you get calcification. So it looks like chemiloDCIS radiologically. In essence, one of the other reasons why we are now reporting this more often is that we recognize it's an entity. In the past, I think we fairly frequently would have just called that high-grade DCIS. So the old literature is slightly kind of mixed up. And to some extent, maybe that doesn't matter, but I'll come back to that point.